dictation for Ina, I-N-A, Jean, J-E-A-N, Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, January 1749. Address as a letter to Isabella Medical Care Facility, 7730423. Dear sirs at Isabella Medical Care Facility, a follow-up for Mrs. Bitler, B-I-T-L-E-R, who has probably a primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated calcium and PTH on treatment with Sensipar, prior parathyroid surgery, has morbid obesity, chronic kidney disease. Last visit was November, comes accompanied with husband, was transferred to the office by your facility, remains on oxygen 24 hours, half a liter, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no incontinence, stable edema, no ulcers, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, chronic dyspnea on activity and at rest, no orthopnea PND, other review system is negative. I review medications. I'm going to highlight bisoprolol, Vumex. It says also Lasix. I'm not sure if he's taking two diuretics of the same type. Potassium, Farxiga, anticoagulation, Eliquis, Amiodarone, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, morbid obesity, unable to stand up to weigh, comes in the wheelchair, on oxygen, alert to intestine 3, pleasant, normal speech, RALS at least a third to half bilateral, no gross pleural effusion, no gross pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia. That has a history of AFib, obesity of the abdomen, 4 plus edema below the knees bilateral, blood pressure 108 over 58 on the right wrist. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine has bounced from 1.5 to 2.1, presently 1.8. Anemia 11.8, large red blood cells 104, a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics, well-controlled calcium at 8.9, low albumin 3.4, GFR 29 stage 4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, next number, primary hyperparathyroidism with prior parathyroid surgery, recent high calcium, presently well controlled on Sensipar and loop diuretics. She's not a candidate for invasive procedure surgery. Next number, morbid obesity, chronic hypoventilation syndrome with hypoxemia on oxygen replacement on 2 diuretics. Next number, lower extremity edema, in part related to morbid obesity. Next number, Tacky Brady syndrome, pacemaker, anticoagulation, amiodarone exposure. Next number, metabolic alkalosis from diuretics. Next number, diabetes hypertension. Next number, congestive heart failure with predominance of right-sided. Has preserved ejection fraction, does have tricuspid mitral valve abnormalities and diastolic dysfunction. All issues discussed with the patients, continue present diet and medications. No indication for dialysis, continue to monitor, end of dictation.